911, what's your emergency?
A coming resident who plays a key role in Forsyth County's Domestic Violence Task Force is advocating for survivors throughout the state. With October being Domestic Violence Awareness Month, Michelle Toledo-Canas and the task force are working to raise awareness.
It's not just professionals who work in the field, but our meetings are open to anybody that wants to come in. And you don't have to be in the field to come and learn, because our survivors will talk to a friend before going to a social service agency or to an agency to reach out.
Michelle helped create the county's task force 3 years ago, in 2013. It's chaired by Forsyth County Judge Leslie Abernathy Maddox, the District Attorney's Victim Witness Director Beth Reddy, and Sheriff's Deputy Lieutenant Sebastian Strano. According to the Georgia Commission on Family Violence, from 2003 through 2015, at least 1,550 Georgians lost their lives due to domestic violence. 50% of victims in cases studied by Georgia's Domestic Violence Fatality Review Project began a relationship with their killer when they were between the ages of 13 and 24 years old. And in 36% of cases, children witnessed the homicide. But it's not just physical violence that leaves scars.
People still think there has to be a physical aspect of it, when the truth is, it isn't. At the end of the day, the biggest thing is that we need to understand that domestic violence is about power and control. Power and control can come in many ways. A lot of our survivors will tell you the hardest one to recover or get through is psychological abuse.
Michelle said working with the community is key in stopping abuse.
It's important to keep learning. Even for me as a professional, it's important to still learn what's new, what's trauma center, how do we do better for our survivors, how do we have better resources for our community. So it's extremely important for us to know and recognize that even October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, that it doesn't just end October 31st. We can have this every day of our lives.
And while Michelle was never a victim herself, she said it was during her college years at Florida Metropolitan University that she was first introduced to the topic.
I was doing my internship back in Florida with the police department as their victim advocate, and it was a little girl. One day at court, we finished the case, so I was with my supervisor, and never forget a little girl, maybe 5, 6 years old, blonde, blue eyes, and said, I just want to thank you for saving my mommy's life.
This one little girl, Michelle said, changed her life.
For a six-year-old to recognize that there was something unhealthy in her home that was very unhealthy, it was important, and that changed my perspective. I said, okay, I want to try this field.
Though victimology and victim advocacy were still relatively new fields at the time, she knew they were important, and now has been in the field for almost 12 years. And although the county's task force is less well known, Forsyth County offers some relief to victims of domestic violence. Forsyth County Family Haven recently held its third annual Purple Purpose Luncheon, a fundraiser for the nonprofit, which provides shelter and programs for women and children who have been the victims of domestic violence in the county.
Some people think, well, I can't help. There's nothing I can do. The truth is, yeah, you can probably. You just don't probably know how you can do it. So my job is to maybe help you find that way.
For the Forsyth County News, I'm Isabel Hughes.